Great to be joined by City Administrator Sean Kay on our Bon Terre City Report, and quite a lot to talk about. In fact, one of the big issues coming up here in less than a month is a tax that the city is going to be putting on that April ballot. And Sean, you guys have had a series of town hall meetings concerning that. I know people come out with questions and concerns and things like that, and just had another one of those. And what's the feedback? What are the questions? How's that going?
Feedback's been very positive. Honestly, there have not been too many questions. We have a pretty nice PowerPoint that people have been able to get a lot of information and take away from it why the city actually needs those things. The council has been very good about trying to alter the times and spread them out so that we can get as many citizens in and informed as possible.
Tax is always one of the most difficult things really to pass in any election, but it sounds like you feel pretty confident about it.
Well, you're never really truly 100% confident until the polls close, but the sentiment from the community has been very positive.
And how much will the tax be placed on the ballot on April 2nd?
It is 0.5701 per 1,000 assessed valuation.
Okay, so a property tax then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that would go to general revenue?
That would go to general revenue, but the council at this point has decided that the best thing for us to do is try to upgrade our infrastructure with those things. And primarily what we would like to do is use it to match some grants that we feel we can reach through the federal and state government.
Very good. You guys are working on a library grant. Did that one come through?
Yes, it did. We were successful in attaining that grant, and it will replace all of the computers and monitors and our copy machine at the library, which is important. I think I looked last month, and there were almost 270 hours that users came in and used the library computers for different things, such as research, and there are a lot of folks that use those things for job searches.
Yeah, that's terrific. How much is the grant for?
$15,310 through the state library. They have given us that money to upgrade those computers and replace the copy machine, but the city is going to have to come up with a little bit of match to be able to complete that project.
All right. And what's the timeline on that? When do you have hope to have all those upgrades done?
Well, the grant has got to be completed by August the 15th, but as soon as the grant period opened, which was March the 1st, we started working with the technology person at the library to get that stuff ordered and get it started.
Very good. You guys discussed some bad water debts accounts at your last meeting and some of these accounts that you feel like are uncollectible. What do you do with stuff like that?
Well, the only way that any of those things can be written off of our books and made to go away was if the council agrees to make that happen. And what we were looking at primarily are accounts where the homes are sitting empty and they have been sold a couple of different times and the person there now is not the person that should be paying the debt, or maybe it was someone who was deceased and we're unable to collect from their estate. So rather than having them on the books, we're trying to get rid of those. And I think the total for the seven accounts that they looked at were somewhere in the neighborhood of about $500.
Okay. So a tiny amount for a city, but something that has taken a hit on many of the public coffers is been the kind of the snow removal and the salt and the sand and everything. I know MoDOT and the county and many entities have said, hey, we've had to spend more this year than we have in years past. Did that affect Bon Terre as well?
Yes, we think at this point have spent about double what we had budgeted for that activity. However, we were fortunate the last 2 years that we didn't spend everything that we had budgeted. So we had a little bit of surplus money that we were able to reach in and do that. Ultimately, everyone, the county, ourselves, and MoDOT, we're all in the public service business, and people want their streets clean so they can go to work.
That's exactly right.
We have to do what it requires to be able to make that happen.
The city owns some apartments there by City Hall, Parkview Apartments, and you guys were looking to put a new roof on there. How's that process going?
Well, we bid those out, and we only received two bids back, and they were both well over what had been estimated by the insurance company. And they asked, the insurance company asked for some additional information, and rather than go back to the bidders and try to get that, we felt that it would be best if we just put it back out to bid and require that information when the bid comes in, so we would have the ability to get that taken care of.
The Bonterra Airport opened back up a few years ago, and they've been making improvements as well. And I know that the city has assisted them in certain things like securing grants. So one of those items here most recently is that the airport was trying to secure a grant to put lighting at the runways there at the airport. What's the latest on that?
Well, right now we are in the process of pursuing a MoDOT grant through the FAA that will allow that runway to be lighted and for there to be a lighted windsock and a beacon for pilots to be able to land at night. And that will actually come at no cost to the city. There is a match, but the St. Francis County Industrial Development Authority is going to match the MoDOT grant so that we can get that runway lighted. The Industrial Development Authority feels that it would be beneficial to the area to have a second lighted runway in the St. Francis County area, and it would be more attractive to business.
Very good. And when do you find out if that grant's going to come through?
Well, we are just starting that process, but the folks with the Industrial Development Authority, along with Mr. Vogt, who manages the airport, and myself, feel that this is going to be something that we're fairly certain will be taking place.
Well, a lot of people I talk to are ready for winter to be over, and that does mean spring cleanup. Have you guys set a date for that?
Yes, we have. The spring cleanup will start on April the 22nd and will run through May the 3rd. It's a bulk pickup, so if you have some items that are in your basement that you can't haul away, or our citizens can't haul away, and they need our assistance, they need to call City Hall and get on the list, and we will send our public works crews around to pick it up from their curb.
Sounds like you're staying busy in Bonterra, Sean.
We are staying very busy, trying to move forward and clean the town up and get some things fixed, and it's a pretty exciting time over here.
We appreciate your time, as always. All the best.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sean Kay, City Administrator at Bonterra, joining us on the City Report on Regional Radio.